Now that's savoury.
Breakfast food with Leisha Jones on 95BFM.
Hello, Leisha. Leisha bought in milkshakes.
Not savoury. Sting says that's savoury. This is not savoury. What's going on in the
tell us all.
Right
tell
now?
Us all about this thing that the people eat.
Fijo.
Hi, Leisha. Good morning, by
good
the
morning,
way.
Good morning. I love Fijol season. It's so fleeting and it's so unique to us, you know? People kind of go through that phase where everyone's freaking out because they got too many Fijols and they're trying to dump them at your doorstep.
Yeah, it's always you're like sister's friend's grandmother's daughter that has like a big Fijol.
There's a street I recently lived on where it's they fall and you can walk up the street and they're just falling on your head, literally
falling
on your head, and there's signs of people's lawns going, take them, take as many as you want.
Yeah, yeah.
Take as and many then, of those Fijols that are
over.
All over our lawn as you want.
And then it's over as quickly as it
and
began.
And then everyone's like, do you have any Fijols left? You got any Fijols left?
So yeah, another polarizing fruit. Mikey hates them, does not enjoy. But yeah, I feel like they're so abundant. It's not, we're not there yet, but in a couple of weeks' time they're so abundant and I feel like we need lots of new ideas for using them.
Where did you get these ones from then?
These ones came from the fruit world down the road from my house, so they are already in the shops, but they're not quite like falling on the ground yet.
Just as an aside, do you hate those fruit world ads with the kids going, fruit world?
Is it a TV one or radio?
They get little kids to do them, it weirds me out.
So this milkshake I brought in is a Fijol crumble milkshake. So
let's just step back for a second. The milkshake that Leisha brought in this morning.
Yeah. The milkshake.
Fijol crumble.
We used to make this at Honey Trap. It was a seasonal treat there. Mm. And so it's a really simple Fijol compote that you make with like a cinnamon stick and some brown sugar.
What's a compote?
It's just basically stewed fruit. So you just kind of scoop the fruit out of the skin and put it in a pot with brown sugar and a cinnamon stick and then just let it cook down till it reduces a bit. And then blend it with vanilla ice cream, milk, and a Anzac biscuit, which gives it the crumble topping texture.
Genius.
And they're obviously around at the moment.
Anzac biscuits are also around.
So that kind of coincides with the Fijol season, doesn't it?
Yeah, I see. So, and then last night I also made a Fijol kasundi because...
What's a kasundi?
much excitement.
Because I don't love, jams and relishes and stuff, so I get a bit sick of those what people normally do with Fijol. A kasundi is a...
Spoils, if you ask me. jams and relishes, I have to take it to the next level.
A kasundi is like an Indian relish, basically, but it's got a mustardy flavour, so... normally it's made with tomatoes or eggplant. They serve it at Depot with hapoka, eggplant kasundi. Yeah. I found a recipe using Fijols. I made it with Fijol and it was interesting.
Was it not how I imagined it,
but maybe that's because I'll tweak the recipe next time. But it kind of had a lime pickle kind of vibe, you know, because you made it with the Fijol skins on. So it was quite tart and...
Fijol skins on?
Yeah, the skins
like
on.
Like a gumboot.
This is your worst nightmare, isn't it, on every level?
I described in a tweet the other day, Fijol is like biting into a dead lizard and tasting an old hairdresser.
I just don't even know where you got the descriptive words for that. It just seems all out of whack.
If you try and just describe a Fijol to somebody who's never had one, you know, when you go overseas, it's really hard to describe. And I read on the way...
I'm just going to...
I think you've gone and described it on the internet, so.
But somebody said it tastes like a mixture of pineapple, apple, and mint, which I don't know if I agree with.
Pineapple, apple, and mint.
It tastes like shoe polish.
That's just not true. That's just not a true fact.
Okay, so here's another idea that Mikey, you might be into. It's Fijol vodka, but you make your own. So,
I don't mind the Fijol wine. I don't mind the Fijol wine.
It's very similar. But you make your own vodka.
That's more carpet cleaner than ever.
Dettol.
Yeah. But if you've got a lot of
But you could
Fijols
make so many other different vodkas.
Yeah, you could. But this time of year when you've got so many Fijols to use up, you know.
Yeah, perfect.
But you don't have to use them up.
You're not
obliged to use them.
But people love them. People love Fijolas. People wait for this time of year all
they
year
do.
Round.
Which, for every mic you have, there's a Marcus Lush, like I said before, who loves Fijos, who kneels at the temple of Fijol.
Someone did text in saying vomit grenade.
That's a comment. I mean, that's a little harsh.
Yeah, I think that's a bit harsh.
So if you want to make Fijol vodka, anyway, if anybody else does.
Yes, please go ahead. Tis the season.
You get about a litre of vodka and scoop the skin out of about 800 grams of Fijols and then put equal amounts.
How many Fijols is 800 grams you think really
about a bag?
The skin or the flesh?
Take the flesh out.
Flesh,
put them
yeah.
in the vodka with about the same equal amounts of sugar. So 800 grams of sugar, 800 grams of Fijol.
Wow.
And then you have to leave it till summertime. Don't touch it. leave
until
it
next summer.
Until next summer.
Oh, because does it ferment
it
or
ferments,
something?
Yeah. Oof. And so then
it's a bit grunty.
It goes sweet and it's really intense veggie oil flavour and you strain out the pulp so you're not left
two shots in your camera toast, wouldn't you? But is it strong? Is it,
I was going to ask about straining.
Yeah, I think it because it ferments the fruit and you've already got the vodka, it makes it almost
there it is.
Double. Yep. Yeah, double the amount, extra proof. And then put that in your Fijoa crumble milkshake and you've got a Fijoa hard shake.
Oh.
Hard shake.
Genius. So when can we expect some abundance of Fijoas?
I think in a few weeks' time. Apparently they need a certain amount of numbers of hours of chill time to fruit. So it's not that cold yet, but it's getting there. So in a few weeks' time, they'll be falling all over the side.
Just all over the place.
Someone said collect up your Fijoas and place them in the bin.
That's true, actually. They do.
At least give them to someone you know likes.
Yeah, but put them in a bin. Put them in a bin and just say, help yourself. Although that does look quite desperate when people do that.
Yeah.
Because like the bins that say help yourself are actually overflowing.
Someone said fizzy drink with the skins on. Grizzy reckons she can do that.
Oh, yeah. Like
maybe
a,
if you did like a soda stream.
Yeah, you could make like a Fijoa shrub. Mm. So you add vinegar to
Excuse me? What's a?
A shrub. You add
shrub.
A shrub.
Shrub, like as in
like
bush.
Bush, yeah. You add, I think it's just sugar and vinegar and skins on.
That's called a shrub.
Yeah, and then you add soda water to that and that turns it into
a good name for it. Shrub.
A couple of people are into the Fijoa jam. Someone said brew Fijoa cider. I guess that's like the same fermentation situation.
Yeah. I don't know anything about that.
Fermentation situation.
There's also, someone said they only like skins. That's weird.
Yeah, that is strange. Some people I know eat them like an apple.
We're all so different, aren't we?
Sorry, I'm just... Fijoas are highly contentious, you know?
People...
It's, I find it odd that I find them so...
What about...
I put them in my mouth and go, why would anyone eat this?
Well, yeah.
Like, I don't just dislike it. It just tastes completely wrong.
Would you say it's your most hated food?
I don't hate food.
Oh, sorry.
Sausage or mince, which I don't eat anyway. So I don't eat red meat, but the mystery meat, you know, just the way people just accept that shit for whatever.
It depends where you get sausages from, but yeah.
Yeah, but it does depend. Yeah, but you know, just like, okay, we'll just.
What about on the topic of Fijoas, have you tried that Fijoa ice block?
What about a sausage ice block?
Which one?
One from Nice Blocks?
Yes, I have, yeah. Oh, I'm into that, yeah.
That's a good one.
That's a seasonal thing though as well, because you have to sort of capture the tail end of summer for the ice block season.
I'm not sure.
But also, I haven't seen it very popular. Is there a overwhelmingly popular ethical ice block at the moment? Flavour.
A flavour? What do you mean?
Like, is there a standout flavour you think amongst the peeps?
Well, I think the Fijoa is pretty good. You're
just high on your shake now. Just
no, yeah, we're just into that Fijoa state of mind.
Aside from Fijoas, Fijoa state of mind. Green with a thing under the...
It's also bluff oyster season, which I know you like.
Well, what about a bluff oyster ice block?
I don't like bluff oysters. I don't like oysters.
I mean, actually, that's kind of ridiculous. I sit here and knock Fijoas when the sloppy old, springy old, delicious. I love it. It's like eating a battery. It's awesome. It's just got a certain zing to it, you know. Okay. Mm. You're a foodie.
I know, but I am sort of. I feel like they're a little bit overrated. So
I don't sort of go. I've saved your bluff oyster. You just eat them. Eat as many of them as you can.
Bluff oyster save? I'm not sure it would save that well.
Just guzzle them down while they're there. Guzzle them.
I saved this bluff oyster from you from 3 days ago. Do you want it?
Mm. It's in your lunchbox.
There's a place downtown that is serving, doing an oyster happy hour between 3 and 5, and they're doing bluff oysters for $1 a pop at the moment.
Sorry?
That's pretty good if you like
it. It's called St. Alice. It's in the Viaduct.
Yeah. But when's the happy hour?
3 till 5 every day.
Jesus.
Someone texted in saying, I was in the Peruvian Andes and I bought Fijoas at a market.
Oh, yeah, so they're found in South America.
Other countries! Yeah.
That's right.
But not many other countries, though. Mm. They're quite unique to us and to the South Americas.
After the Fijoa, after the Fijoa run's finished, by that stage, Game of Thrones will be back on.
Probably Game of Thrones will be back on right in the middle of the Fijoa.
It'll be well underway. But there must be a fruit that comes after the Fijoa.
I can't think off the top of my head of winter
the garden
fruits.
Must produce something, an autumn special for us.
I want to say better.
Persimmon or a kumquat
like
or...
Yeah. But I think that winter is a little bit
I want to say persimmon.
But I'm more of a veggie kind of guy than a fruit.
Well, veggies as well.
Yeah.
You're veggies? More of a savoury.
What's coming up timeline-wise for veggies?
In the winter, well, all your brassicas are good around then, Brussels sprouts,
You know what's good all year round? Potatoes. They are. Don't you think you can eat them all year round? They're delicious as always.
No, potatoes are the good honest potato.
Yeah.
Very easy to grow potatoes. Have you ever tried?
Mm. Yeah. My mum does.
Very,
my mum grows
very
them.
Satisfying to do. And then you harvest them and they're like little nuggets of gold coming up from the...
They just grow out of the ground. You just eat them.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Anyway, to sum it up, we've got a Fiji or crumble milkshake recipe.
Yeah, we were talking about a bluff oyster and potato milkshake. or potato ice block. Is that what you're saying? What?
No, absolutely not. That sounds awful.
All right. Well, what about Fiji or chips?
You can get dried Fiji or chips down at,
You're definitely somewhere.
Yeah, I don't really like those. They're chewy.
They're not
the texture of banana chip. They're more like a dehydrated, chewy chip. I'm not really into those.
I see what they're trying to do, though, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, futuristic. And final words for the listeners who just can't get the topic of food out of their heads.
Tonight there's a burger thing happening at La Cigale French Market in Parnell. And
what's that, like a burger fight or something?
Yeah,
what do you mean?
Like a
burger thing?
Burger trucks, but if you can get there, there's a truck.
It's a burger off!
Yeah. Peach's Hot Chicken. They do the most amazing fried chicken sandwich I've ever had.
Really?
Here in the
location
country.
Again, please.
La Cigale French Market.
It's in Parnell.
In Parnell. And yeah, try their hot chicken sandwich. It's just pickles, fried chicken, and a bun, and it's so good.
That is some fine advice there. Thank you very much, Alicia. See you again this time next week.
Thank you.
That hit the spot.
Breakfast Food on 95 BFM.